Okay, here we are, Matthew Esselee, Intercity Press, here at the Southern District of New York Courthouse. Today, Friday, May 23rd, 2025. Now, we've been covering for the last 2 weeks and actually all the way back to the indictment, the U.S. versus Sean Combs case, but it's off for today and we'll be resuming Tuesday. We use the opportunity to, after yesterday's Kid Cudi and other testimony, to publish the booklet. It's called Diddy on Trial, Week 2, From Dawn to Kid Cudi. And it has more than just the threads that we've been putting out. It has some, whatever, it has some analysis, it has some voices. It is what it is. We're going to be doing that throughout. We did it on the Trump trial, but we're doing it on this one. It's really, it's pretty gripping. Yes, I would say yesterday, Kid Cudi was a pretty compelling witness. He stayed calm. He's, you know, basically witnessed a lot of violence. Definitely said that his car had a Molotov cocktail. So these are the elements that they're trying to put together for the racketeering. I was surprised that the cross-examination by Brian Steele, brought up from the Young Thug victory in Atlanta, was as kind of deferential as it was. Maybe he realized that Cudi was going to be a compelling witness anyway and didn't want to come off as, maybe they didn't think they could accomplish much on it. Not sure what they really got him to say that's going to be helpful to the defense, but I could be missing something. So we'll just have to see how it plays out. Now, on the unsealing world, I have to say, I'm Judge Subramanian, while initially allowing a lot of stuff to be happening off docket, we did a filing in week one on Thursday, and now he first ruled orally that things should be docketed. Tuesday will be a big day, because based on our filing Tuesday, a lot of things will go into the docket. Then he said weekly thereafter, but now he's clarified it in another order yesterday, saying this doesn't mean hold off until the end of the week. When you do a letter, put it in the docket, which hasn't been the case. So after he ruled that, suddenly, belatedly, a letter went into the docket from victim two opposing any viewing by the public of the freak-off, or of various videos, compromising videos. So there's that. There's also the question of Gina. Gina was going to come. Gina's not coming. Some people are asking, why can't they just subpoena Gina as they subpoenaed? I don't think they want to. I don't think they want to subpoena a victim. They seem to want to subpoena personal assistants like George Kaplan and others. He was also an interesting witness. So, but for now, check out Diddy on Trial Week 2. And if this is the last vlog of the weekend, have a good long weekend. Intercity Press, going in, and we'll have some news reporting today. Watch this feed.